Today's tutorial, we're going to see how to remove any video background with the help of Filmora 12. So let's begin. First, Wondershare Filmora will open this pop-up once you click on the shortcut like this. And then you need to select the aspect ratio. For the sake of this video, I'm keeping it 16:9. So I will open the new project. Next step is to bring my files into the project media. So I'll have to click on this and select the respective files. And then I am going to import some background clips. Suppose let me take these two. Okay, so we have got two backgrounds and three such videos. First thing is just bring the video on the timeline. Take another track out here. So I'll have to come here and add a video track. Now next thing is just minimize the scale and check the length and then go and bring this file again. Okay, and since this file length is still here, I'm going to give a cut by keeping my playhead here and just pressing on this scissor button and then select the rest of the part and get rid of it. So this is the first step. Next is keep my upper layer selected, which is the main video which I want to replace the background with this. So keep it selected. Come to this panel where you have 3-4 options. Like first option is video. Under video we have basics, and then it is mask. I'm not going to show you right now how to do the masking here. We are going to go to all tools option and enable the chroma key toggle. As soon as you enable it, it'll automatically capture the main background color, which is green, and it'll automatically get replaced with the other background which we have actually selected. So once you're done with this, you can export this file by clicking on this export button. And here you can give a name to the respective file, and I am going to select the directory where I want to skip it. Then recommended resolution, this is the frame rate, 25 FPS, this is the frame rate we have chosen. And 1920 to 1080 is the resolution we have chosen. So this is what we are going to keep and just export it. So it will automatically get exported. You can see the exporting percentage here, and it is done. Okay, that's it. Now let us get rid of this first project and let us take the second project. Well, I'm going to use this video in the second track, and I'm going to take this background in the first track. Select the part which is required to replace the main video. You can right click and split it. Or the way I have shown you for the first video, you can use that and simply press delete. This is having different colors at the background, right? So I will select this. Then I will go to all tools option. Then see, there are 3-4 options in AI tools. One is the chroma key, which we have used previously. But for this video, chroma key will not work. Instead, we will have to enable AI portrait. As soon as you enable AI portrait, no matter however color is there at the back end, it will be removing all those colors with the help of AI. So once this is done, again same way you can export it. This is the second option. The third option is, I'm going to take this in the second track, the same video which is having different different color backgrounds. Next, I'm going to take some image from the stock. So there are some beautiful gradient background which I have. So I'm going to replace this background with this gradient or this red background. So let me just I have come to this stock media from my download folder. I have got all these backgrounds. Let me try this one. Okay. Place the playhead, give a cut and delete it. This is the first thing. Second, select the main video. Go to mask. Now I'm going to show you how do I replace this with another option, which is not AI, which is masking. Okay, so I will have to go for masking and go to this draw mask option. Once it is draw mask option, you will get one pen which will help you to draw a mask. So try to bring the lines as close as possible around the main figure so that your edges are secured. So finally, I will come and you will have to join it together and boom, the background is removed. Now you can play and check one effect you must give, that is this blur strength. I will just add a little bit of blur strength. Okay, this is how you can do a masking. Masking works really well when there is no background. So if I remove this background, then you can just check with another background which is having some decent color. So this is white and I'm going to stretch it till end, and there where it gives a better appeal. So thank you so much. If you have liked my video, please do give me a big thumbs up, and if you're new visitor to my channel, please consider to press the subscription button below and press the bell icon next to it. If you haven't watched other videos related to video editing, you will get it at the end screen. Today this much. I will come back with some fun tutorial next week. Till then, stay safe, stay legendary.